Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Nestor, what a fabulous film. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to see it, and it's just beyond anything I could have imagined. Were you as excited on the set as people are going to be to see this movie?
Thank you, yes. I was thrilled, A, to get the call to reprise my role as a mayor and get reelected. And then to find out that I'd been reelected a number of terms. So I don't think this is, you know, I'm not spoiling anything, but it was great to come back and again work with Chris, who's just an incredible, extraordinary visionary, and then re-team with Gary Oldman again and catch up with him and work with an incredible cast. I mean, it's they've added about 5 new cast members since the last one, and it was pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, Christopher Nolan, I see the finished product. I can see his direction on the film. But what does he do on the set? How does he work with actors?
He's great. I mean, what he does is he puts full trust in his actors. So he'll allow you to have a couple of takes at it, and then he'll come in and just sort of, you know, tweak you here and there. And it's always in a very soft-spoken manner, and his manner is so relaxed that it puts everyone at ease. So, but you always feel that you're safe. You're always covered because, first of all, it starts with what's on the page, and it's the writing is so rich and it's so in depth and emotional that you've got great material to begin with. But he'll just tweak you, you know, very subtly and gradually along if he needs to tweak you. And if he doesn't, he'll just leave you alone and let you play.
And Gary Oldman has a very intense role in this, eh?
He really does, and he's always amazing. What I love about Gary is, this is the second time after Dark Knight that I get to work with him, is that as an extraordinary talent and accomplished an actor as he takes nothing for granted. You know, he works really hard. He's very diligent, and on top of that, he's just a great guy, really, and a lot of fun.
So nice feeling on the set. Everybody got along really well.
It was, you know, I got to shoot a scene in Nottingham Forest. I'm not giving anything away, which was pretty amazing. And a number of the cast were there, and we were all staying in the same little hotel, and just had a blast even after hours. And I got to tell stories, and it was just that alone was worth it.
Yeah, I remember I spoke with Matthew Modine quite a few months ago, and he said it was just such a pleasure to be on the set because you got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time, too.
I can imagine. For me, yeah, just the people I'd worked with on Dark Knight. For him, maybe he'd worked with them on other projects. But it was. Matthew's right. He was there with me there, too, and we had a blast. We actually drove from London to Nottingham in the same car and, you know, spent 3 hours just chatting and talking about projects he'd done when I'd watched as a kid. So it was great to sort of to pick people's brains and talk about other projects and just about, you know, life in general.
Yeah, nice. Why do you think that the Batman series has struck such a chord with people? What is it about the story that people relate to?
Well, I think what Chris Nolan has done to this franchise and to the genre of a superhero film is pretty unique. You know, he's made it a psychological thriller. And particularly with Batman, that it's a character, it's a superhero that has no powers to speak of. He's really made a choice to sort of go into the emotional heartache of the character, and really what's eating away at him and his misbehavior, and really explore that to humanize him even more so. So I think people are hooked into Batman as you know, emotionally, and he does it pretty much with every character. I mean, he really, and you'll see that in this film. I mean, he goes there. He really goes there emotionally with everyone. And so you care, you know, and I think that's the number one rule in filmmaking is you got to care about the people.
Absolutely. The characters are tremendous in this. Were you a Batman fan as a young person?
I did. I remember I was a fan of the Adam West series, you know, which is, you know, and then I had a chance to work with him on a TV show many years later. So that was a big thrill. And then I got to play a character named Bat-Manuel on a short-lived series called The Tick. You know, we only did 9 episodes, but it wasn't quite, it was a spoof on action heroes, as you can imagine. But that was a lot of fun. That was definitely a lot of fun. So, yeah, I've been a Batman fan for a long time.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, even back in the Adam West series, I mean, there was a sense of right and wrong and a sense of a lot of fun, too. And as serious as Nolan has gotten with these last few movies, it still has that sense of fun, doesn't it?
Oh, there's a lot of, yeah, there's... the great juxtaposition of, you're right, very dark and heavy stuff, and then great lightness, and particularly you know, Catwoman in this film brings a lot of levity. But every character has moments of levity. You know, he'll find ways to you know, to bring it out. And but it's never a wink in the eye, a wink to camera. It's always sort of a genuine laugh. You know, it's never a, it always feels right. So it, you know, even the humor is grounded.
Now, the mayor has a big responsibility in this film because, I mean, we left at the end of the last film. Batman was big hot water. And in the opening of this film, Gotham's not really favoring Batman all that much, is he?
It really, yeah, I think we're safe to say that. We're not going to spoil anything. The other thing, too, is that, you know, the city is largely, I mean, there hasn't been that much crime lately, you know, so I think I've been, the mayor's been the beneficiary of that, and he's been reelected now a number of times. And so he feels like a strong career politician. He's in it for the long haul. But and this has been talked about before, he's busy trying to reenact the Harvey Dent Day and the Harvey Dent Act to really put more teeth into fighting future crime. Which I think is what he's sort of hung his legacy on, is his ability to bring down crime.
Yeah, it was very kind of poignant today to see Batman, because last night we had a very serious shooting here in Toronto, with gang shooting, several people shot, and watching the movie, I couldn't help thinking, gosh, you know, you wish there was a Batman, and maybe there is.
I know, a vigilante like Batman. Wow. Well, I mean, if I may speak for the mayor, I prefer a very strong police force.
Absolutely. So, were there any funny moments on set, or any time when things weren't quite going as they should have?
We had. I mean, there is one funny thing, but I would give a plot point away, so I can't say. I would love to, but I can't. I'll ruin it for people. But. And I'm sorry. It's terrible to have my own inside joke here. But let me see. I do remember on The Dark Knight, because I can talk about that one. There was one time I worked with Aaron Eckhart in a scene with him and Gary Oldman, and I was just sort of, you know, I was just, you know, getting to know Aaron, and I asked him, hey, so listen, do you like to do your close up first, or do you like to go, because it was his close up? How do you like to do? And then Gary looked at me and says, oh, don't ask him. I go, well, what do you mean? So sure enough, we end up, you know, doing Aaron's close-up. And, you know, he goes up. And I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't have asked him about the superstition. So then when it came time for me to give a speech in front of 1,200 people in the middle of Chicago, Aaron felt compelled to come up to me and say, you know that camera over there? That's an IMAX camera that's going to shoot you now. And every time you mess up, it's $100,000. So he got me back. So that we had a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Wow. Yeah, a lot of money.
No, I don't think it's quite $100,000.
But it's up there, isn't it? Because it's very expensive.
Yeah, it wouldn't be cheap, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nestor, lovely speaking with you.
Such a pleasure.
Fabulous film, and terrific stuff.
I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and I'm hoping everyone goes to see it, because Chris has done is extraordinary.